Good morning. We're tracking a cold front through western and central New York. Out ahead of the front, a mild overnight with passing showers, leaving the roadways wet, and scattered showers around for the morning drive this morning with temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s. We'll continue with a south breeze and mild temperatures for the first half of the day today. Showers will be common through lunchtime, perhaps even a rumble of thunder or a burst of rain as the front punches through. Still some showers around a little later in the day, but the trend toward later this afternoon and into the evening will be for drier weather to move in behind the front. The wind will flip around to the northwest for the second half of the day, and while we will top out in the lower and even some mid-60s, temperatures will crash down by the end of the day back through the 60s and 50s in some places, especially closer to the Canadian border and out towards central New York, maybe even be in the 40s before the sun goes down. Skies will continue to clear out as high pressure builds in overnight tonight. Temperatures will continue to drop as well. Readings will bottom out in the upper 20s and lower 30s on average by sunrise tomorrow. This will leave us with a dry stretch of weather through the middle of the week, but chilly as well. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs tomorrow will be in the mid-40s, and mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, starting out below freezing, but only rebounding into the mid-40s once again. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Thursday. It'll stay dry through the day, but the next front will approach from southern Canada. This front has an even stronger shot of colder air with it, and while it will make it up toward 50 by Thursday afternoon, behind the front with a gusty northwest breeze and a mix of sun and clouds, highs will remain in the mid-30s. Remaining cold to start the weekend with sunshine giving way to some high clouds, highs in the upper 30s before bouncing back into the lower 40s, though with mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms developing along and ahead of that eastern United States cold front will move into the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys today, then east toward the mid-Atlantic coast tonight. Some of the storms could produce strong wind gusts and heavy downpours. Meanwhile, upper-level energy over the Pacific Northwest will continue to produce snow over parts of the higher terrain of the Northwest today. Snow will also develop over parts of the northern and central Rockies and into parts of the northern and central plains. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for most of the northern Rockies for another 2 to 4 inches of snow, with another 6 inches possible in the Colorado Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 43 degrees. The wind out of the west-southwest at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 57, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Kingsville Naval Air Station in Texas to a low of 1 below zero at Banach, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, showers, a thunderstorm possible, near 70. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with temperatures falling back through the 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 38. The average temperature, 48, that's 5 degrees above normal. 17 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 22 hundredths for the month, which is 35 hundredths below normal, and 37.55 inches for the year, which is 3.85 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 73, set in 2015, and the record low, 15, in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 6:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:41 p.m., 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers, dying out later today, with highs in the lower 60s early, then temperatures dropping quickly back through the 50s and into the 40s. Clearing tonight with lows around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and breezy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-60s. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with showers, then drying out later today. Temperatures starting out in the 60s, then dropping back through the 50s by late afternoon, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, then drying out later. Highs in the lower 60s early, then temperatures dropping back through the 50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, much cooler mid-40s, mostly sunny mid-40s Wednesday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Thursday near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Friday, mid-30s for highs. Sunshine, some high clouds late in the day Saturday, upper 30s, and mostly cloudy, cool on Sunday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.